get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit.
All right.
And now,
let's
with
snake pit it up.
Completely over the top.
It's me. So over the weekend, we took a 4 or 5 day trip out to Western North Carolina, a state that I have not spent much time in, but we had been wanting to go to Asheville, North Carolina for a long time. And I think we even really had something steadily planned when COVID hit, and then we just bumped it and then just kind of said, you know what, let's figure it out some other time. And
just the two of you?
Yeah. Yeah, no kids.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Candles?
Yeah, oh God, are you kidding me? It's all we did.
Lube?
So much. We had to check our lube, Dave.
Yeah, because, I mean, the size of the container is way more than 4 ounces.
Yeah. So, for those who don't know much about Asheville, and I'm not sitting here saying I'm any expert, Asheville is
I'm an expert.
Okay, so Asheville is a mountain town, but it's not... Again, I am not familiar with the Blue Ridge Mountains like I am the Rocky Mountains.
Is this near the Black Mountains?
It's near the Black Mountain.
Stop saying
so
that.
It's Western North Carolina. So you're a couple hours away from Charlotte, but it's in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And again, don't know how familiar you guys are with even seeing photos of the Blue Ridge Mountains, but they look blue, and they're really, really awesome looking. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous area of the United States. And so we've been wanting to get up there and do some hiking and walking around and eating good food. And to be honest with you, if you like the following things, if you like to hike, the hikes are kick-ass. Like, really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they're everywhere because you're surrounded by the Blue Ridge Mountains. And you can go 20 minutes out. You could take the Blue Ridge Parkway. There's a famed stretch of road called the Blue Ridge Parkway where you just get in your car and you drive. And you can pull over and you can take these hikes, or you can just drive as far as the pretty eye can see to just look at the beauty of these mountains. And that's kind of what it is. It's, again, it's like the Rockies, but it's not nearly as majestic as
right.
the Rockies.
It's a smaller version of the Continental Divide.
Yeah, that's
May
a good,
I say that?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But it's, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and this town has a lot more to offer than your Colorado mountain towns do. It's bigger. You know, most of the mountain towns, there's only a couple of thousand people that live there permanently. There's 100,000 people that live in Asheville. It's small, you know, relatively, but it's still bigger than most mountain towns. There are certain areas of it, you know, whether you want to go outside of town and do hikes, whether you want to stay downtown, it's incredibly vibrant down there. There is the famed West Asheville, which is their version of Greenville Avenue and Deep Ellum all rolled into one, just bars and restaurants and tattoo parlors. And it's just, there's no zoning laws. There's churches dotted within. It's got a kind of a New Orleans feel dotted within all these bars and restaurants and things like that. It's an amazing city, like way, way blown away, way more than I thought. Like I said, if you love good food, if you love to walk around, if you love a really chill vibe, it's a heavy, heavy arts town. Heavy. Like artists go up there and move and stay and live and that's it.
And so there's art galleries in that downtown area?
Yeah, everywhere, which I'll get to that here in a second.
Is this ground zero of Appalachia?
Appalachia. It may be.
Everybody has Mountain Dew in their tumblers.
It may be, Bob, but it's incredibly unique. Like, I've never been to any place like this before, and we hit it 6 months after Hurricane Helene. Now, we get to the rub here.
The road's still bad?
The roads are not bad.
Golf courses all struggling.
The damage is undeniable, and there is an area of town called the River Arts District, RAD, and if you were by the river, the French Broad River runs through Asheville. It is a huge river. It crested over flood stage by 28 feet. Let me repeat that. This is a major, major river that crested 28 feet above flood stage during the hurricane.
That's so insane. 28 feet of water.
And it destroyed so many parts of the city, including the River Arts District, which is, you know, on the river. And this was a once in every 100-year type flood. You know, we've seen a couple of these types of big weather events, whether they're here, whether they're on the West Coast, whether they're up there. And Hurricane Helene was supposed to cruise up through Florida. And then by the time it reached western North Carolina, it was supposed to dissipate. And it did anything but that. So not only did they get the incredible rain total, they also got 100-mile-an-hour winds cooking through there. So they got the hurricane. This wasn't like just Tropical Storm Helene, even though I think technically it was called that. They got a hurricane. And they were without water for almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, crazy.
And this isn't like, you know, there was a no boil law out there because water was so contaminated, even boiling it, they said, wouldn't do any good.
Too much doo-doo?
There were no roads. As Ham said, the roads were all closed. No one could get in. And so they were flying in supplies to Asheville. Nobody had electricity for, I think it was 3 weeks.
That's just so incredible.
Nobody. I mean, and there are so many videos out there of, we stayed downtown, kind of in the heart of the city, and that was kind of dry land for when the hurricane first hit. And so all these people are gathered down there because nobody knew. You knew that something was coming, but you couldn't have predicted this in 1,000 years type thing. And so they end up in one of the higher ground sections, and they're all looking at each other like, none of us have anywhere to stay. None of us have anywhere to go. There's no electricity. There's no water. There is nothing.
Lots of colleges out there, too.
Yeah. Restaurant. Yeah. Can you imagine your kid being out there?
I absolutely know of one who was out there, and it wasn't fun.
Yeah. I mean, the stories that these people were telling, and most everyone said the same thing. I wasn't part of the horror story of it. I made it out okay, but it was no picnic.
Yeah, and you know, again, cell towers, just everything.
Yeah, no phones.
The ability to communicate that I'm fine.
Yes, and that was, I'm sure if you knew a kid out there, that was the major problem, mm-hmm. was communication. When the phones went down, they were down for days and days and days. And then finally when they came back up and the internet was restored just a little bit in certain pockets, it was just a matter of getting a message out to the people that you knew that I'm okay because you were dead. Most everyone had you for dead because you weren't responding. And this is a, you know, 100,000 people live there, but this is a massive tourist town. I mean, they make all the monies. Let me put it to you this way. It's a town of 100,000. I can't remember when he went, but I was texting with McLaren. And I'm like, dude, I can't, but you would freak out if you came to Asheville. There's a brewery everywhere. He goes, oh, yeah, we went to 28 of them in 4 days.
Jeez.
There are breweries in the 40s up there.
That dude needs help.
I don't think. Are there 28 breweries in DFW?
Think about that. In DFW with 6 million people, there is a brewery district down there. There are more breweries and coffee shops, independent. And that's the beauty of Asheville, too. In town, there is nothing that you would recognize by way of any chain, anything. It doesn't exist. Maybe, you know, something that you would find in Charlotte is there, but other than that, it's nothing. And it's very mom and pop everywhere, and yeah. It's all sustained by tourism. And it's great because, like I said, the food is phenomenal there. The scenery is gorgeous. The vibe is everybody's so cool and so chill and so nice. Like, it's perfect. We saw a band on Monday night at this really cool theater called the Orange Peel. The Inhaler played there. So we went, okay. Bono's kids band played there. And yeah, the scene there was great and the people that came in town for that. But just these stories that of, you know, basic survival that a lot of these people had and a lot of the bartenders had. I'd talk to a lot of them, you know, just going like brewery hopping and having conversations with these folks. And dude, they, and their city looks different. Their city, you know, not only did people lose so many homes, but the trails that you go hiking in, you know, the parts of these majestic, otherworldly forests lost 60% of their trees. Gone.
Jeez.
And these hiking trails now are just now starting to open up. A lot of them are because of the trees that were just downed everywhere. And these aren't trees like you have in your backyard. These are 250-year-old trees that are hundreds of feet tall. I don't know about that. Many feet tall.
They're like 1,000 feet tall.
They're to the moon. I couldn't even see the moon. But yeah, they're downed everywhere. Matter of fact, the trail that we took, this trail called Catawba Falls, you go up to this water, these waterfalls at the top of the hike. It's awesome. But the very top of it, to where you could loop back around and come back down from the other side, it was closed. Well, people were maneuvering their way across a creek over these rocks and down trees. Just to get to the other side, which we ended up doing. We went against the National Forest Service, who told us, do not do that. But we wanted to go to the other side and check it out, check out the other side of the hike. It's amazing what Mother Nature has done up there and wiped away hundreds of businesses and homes. I can't even imagine how
many. I'm interested that they're ready for tourists already.
I know. I kind of felt good about pumping money into the economy too, and I think you kind of got that feeling from people, like, thanks for coming, man. Probably to a town that you've never had to say that to ever, just because it is one of the cooler spots and more unique spots that we have in the country. It's great.
Did you see any bears?
No bears.
Did you help Julie wash her breasts in the waterfall?
I did not, Dave. Is this the breast washing waterfall?
Well, why are you so dirty?
But dude,
just in particular spots.
Now, Ham, for you, I'm sure you could find your food, but I know you would love it. I know you would love the scene. Your wife would like the scene. I mean, there's galleries everywhere. There's music pouncing out of places everywhere.
Yeah, but if they don't have a filet or Whataburger.
They don't. I mean, they do. It's outside of town, though, unfortunately. You just have to stay kind of outside. In town, you're looking at...
Do they have mom and pop Uncrustables?
Right. They need that. They need that for Ham. But yeah, this is one of those towns that your wives may have talked about before. Dude, this is 100%, if you're a dude, you'd love this town. It's great.
Yeah, it was on the schedule every year when I was in college. With Liberty basketball, they would play UNC Asheville home and home every year, and all part of the Big South. And you know, back then,
you just bounce into town and bounce out.
Yeah, and even you know, you had very, as a college sophomore, I had very little taste for tourism,
right?
Tourist towns, unless they had like a roller coaster or something,
right? Yeah,
but I bet you'd be really cool to get back there.
Yeah, it's a lot of people pull the ripcord and end up out there. I was talking to Craig, and he's got a buddy who's trying to bounce out there. The weather's great in the summers. I mean, there's a lot to like about it.
You could
see the appeal. The airport's right there, 20 minutes outside of town.
Yeah.
Direct flight to the D.
How far a drive to Charlotte? Do you have any idea?
Right at 2 hours.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So not far.
Because Appalachian State's probably, what, an hour up the mountains?
App State, they said an hour and a half, something like that.
So at that part of the Blue Ridge, you also have the Appalachian Trail.
Yep.
Which goes from Maine to Georgia.
Yep.
And one of our professors...
Did he do the whole thing?
Ran it. And I just remember...
Ran it?
Yeah. I mean, it's like 1,800 miles or something like that.
And camped out, yeah.
So, yeah, you camp every night and you go another 30
or
40
miles.
How far
are you running every day?
20, 30 miles. Yeah, like a marathon every day. He was...
What a badass.
Yeah, he had very little body fat.
You have to kill your food while you're doing
it? No, but I always remember he would talk about, like, your emotions would, like, take over and you would just involuntarily start crying because you've run 400.
Yes.
You've run 400 miles.
Why am I doing this?
Every part of your body aches. You're out there in the middle of nowhere and your body just decides, we're about to cry here for 15 minutes. And that always stuck with me.
Well,
you don't have to do it, man. You're tough. We get it.
Asheville gets 10 triple thumbs up from this guy.